Welcome to ConnieMack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haller moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Allen. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hart, who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hart, who is chasing the ball. Dalrymple reaches third base with a triple. Gonzalez goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Phillies. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Dalrymple scores. It's 2-0, Phillies. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Perry. Rojas scores. Grote moves to second. It's 3-0, Phillies. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. Taylor moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor scores. Callison moves to second. It's 4-0, Phillies. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Allen is walked intentionally. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards short. Lanier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dalrymple hits a line drive towards first. McCovey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Berta pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Priddy now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Rojas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Henry now pitching. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. White scores. Gonzalez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Phillies. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to third. Dalrymple moves to second. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. Two outs. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 4 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey throws to second for 1, and Davenport throws back to first, with Lindsay covering, and Lindsay drops the ball. Callison moves to second. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Rojas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.